Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
The haves have it good, but the have-nots keep on waiting.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon in for Scott Jagow. The best of times, the worst of times. That's the subject of hearings continuing on Capitol Hill today. The House Financial Services Committee wants to know, why are middle-class Americans feeling pinched, even when the economy seems healthy? Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke tried to answer that question for the committee yesterday. Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
Bernanke painted a rosy economic picture. He said inflation is under control and housing is picking up. But Bernanke acknowledged that ordinary Americans aren't sharing in the good times.
There has been a long-term trend towards increased inequality in the United States. I think most recently there has been some improvement for production workers.
Bernanke says their average hourly earnings have gone up. But he says education should be made more readily available. And today, the committee will hear from University of Michigan economist Rebecca Blank. She says many workers' wages are stagnating and they feel left behind.
That sense of failing to achieve the things that are part of an American dream. Your own house, a job with a pension and health benefits, the opportunity to send your kids to college.
Today is the committee's second day of hearings on the apparent mismatch between the economy and Americans' standard of living. It marks the beginning of the panel's focus on how Congress can help close the gap. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
One of the great things about having a digital video recorder is being able to skip over the commercials, right? Well, that's what advertisers have been worried about, but maybe they don't need to worry so much. New Nielsen data shows DVR owners, on average, actually go ahead and watch a third of the ads. When you get into the specifics, it does make some sense. TiVo has found that the most viewed commercial is the last one, just before the program resumes, and the first one in the break also tends to get watched. Some of the reasons why people are watching ads, they still watch a lot of shows in real time. They actually like the ads. Or in true couch potato fashion, they just can't be bothered to grab the remote and push the fast-forward button. Young children get the flu twice as often as adults, and they suffer more from it. They're also not fond of that big vaccination needle. Now, according to a new study in the New England Journal of Medicine, there might be a way for young children to avoid needles and get even better protection against the flu. Janet Babin reports from the Marketplace Innovations Desk at North Carolina Public Radio.
Researchers looked at more than 8,000 children between 6 months and 5 years. They found that kids who received a nasal spray vaccine reduced their chances of getting the flu by 55% compared to kids who got the shot. Robert Belshi at St. Louis University School of Medicine was the lead researcher on the study. He says the nasal spray gets more flu antibodies into the nose, where they can make the most difference.
Flu enters the body through the nose, and if we have antibodies in the nose, we're protected against flu.
But the nasal vaccine can cost up to $10 more per dose than the shot. The only company that makes nasal flu vaccines, MedImmune, funded the study. The Food and Drug Administration is considering whether to approve nasal flu vaccines for children under 5. The drug's already approved for people ages 5 to 49. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Wall Street investors will be trying to rack up another record today after the Dow closed at yet another new high, 12,765, a gain of almost 0.2%. The Nasdaq did even better, picking up more than 0.3%, and the S&P 500 was up 0.1%. Things have cooled down a bit on both Asian and European markets today.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
If you've had to fly in the winter weather recently, chances are you've had a little extra time in your seat. Maybe you look through that glossy airline catalog, the one stuffed with high-end gadgets you never knew you needed. Now a small San Francisco company is entering the niche industry of airplane catalogs, but some might consider their products, well, shall we say, questionable. Jeremy Richards takes us on a tour of Mile High Marketing.
The Casper Hauser Airline Catalog promises to solve problems you didn't even know you had. For the music fan, James Richmond shows me the exclusive iPod shredder. I offer my own iPod for the demonstration.
How many gigs is this?
40.
Okay, so I set the shredder to 40 gigs, and then I just... You just actually, you literally shred my iPod.
Yeah. Yeah, and very fast. It'll shred 20, 40. It'll shred the new video iPod, and it's just it's the only thing in the market like it, and I think we've kind of got a lock.
Yeah.
It's been very popular in dorm rooms. It'll also shred Ferrari posters and sunglasses.
Other Casper Hauser items include the home beluga whale aquarium, the combination baby stroller slash lawnmower, and the llama cycle, a real-life llama with its front legs replaced with a bike wheel. Welcome to SkyMall. That's M-A-U-L. If you haven't guessed by now, don't bother busting out your credit card. None of these parody products actually exists outside of the twisted minds of San Francisco comedy troupe Casper Hauser. But James Richmond admits there is a real intent behind their satire.
The SkyMall catalog parody is just, it is a wolf in sheep's clothing. It's not at all like what you would expect when you see that cover is that it's, you know, zany products. But what you find is kind of a line that runs through it. There's a sort of morbid and dark kind of existential side to it.
But what makes us so susceptible to buying crap when we're 30,000 feet up in the air? Two things, says Richmond: the suspended reality of plane travel and the typical profile of the frequent flyer.
Remember who you're communicating with when you're communicating with an air traveler. You know, there's a product in there in our catalog parody that's the flask that's engraved with the lyrics of the "When you coming home, Dad, I don't know when." And the lyrics are engraved upside down so you can read them as you're drinking the flask. You know, like, who have you left behind on these business trips? It's not pathetic, but it's very much like Death of a Salesman. You're on the road and you've left something behind and you're just striving, you know.
For now, the guys of Casper Hauser continue with their own striving, touring the country with their live sketch comedy show, shilling their book, and repeatedly reminding people that the fake Hummer hybrid decal is not really for sale. But you have to admit, it's not a bad idea. I'm Jeremy Richards for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon. If you haven't used your iPod shredder, take our podcast along with you. Check it out at marketplace.org. And thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.